Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. So for all those people that are listening in, my name is Peter Mingles. We have our great guest host. This is actually our show. It's Janine Avila. Janine is easy to spell, J-A-N-I-N-E for most people. The Avila thing is a little tricky, A-V-I-L-A. A-V-I-L-A, and for those people that are listening in, Janine does a radio show with us as many times as she can on, what is tonight, Wednesday? No, Thursday night, 8:30 p.m.
Eastern, 7:30.
Yeah, today's Thursday, 7:30 p.m. on the central side, and if she's in California on the Pacific side, I suppose it's like 5:30 p.m., but you can always catch this radio show on a replay if you go back to her website, JanineAvila.com. JanineAvila.com, or you can go to buildingfortuneradio.com/Janine. So we are here tonight to talk about a radio show part two, part deux. That's my French coming out. I spent $40,000 on a college education so I could say that. So part deux, I think it might be. And we're going to talk about the power of planning. So the power of planning, which is really kind of fun, especially when everything falls apart. So there's sometimes we do an after party radio show. It's called The Delusion of Planning, but that's another show. But I'm going to share with you that you can survive lots of things based on the power of planning and probably the power of backup planning, which is another series of radio shows that we could probably do as well. But we are here tonight with Janine Avila. She's got some really cool things to share with you. And I mentioned that she's a business coach. If you're looking to work with somebody really good at what she does, walks the walk, talks the talks, could give you today's example of how she's applied the principles that she's going to teach you right now, you want to work with Janine Avila. So, Janine, thanks for being here on your very own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. I'm excited to be part two, as you say. this is one of my favorite topics because there are simple disciplines that when you put in place make a huge difference in your life, your personal life, and your business life. So we've been talking about planning. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to the show last week, we talked about planning to plan, like getting set up, like the tools you need. So if you're listening tonight and you didn't hear that, like Peter said, you can go to JanineAvila.com and click on the podcast link, and there you'll find the shows. And you'll see... Where's my alarm? I snoozed it instead of turning it off. So anyway, I wanted to tell you guys all that we did that last week. So you can listen to that because I just kind of went through the basic tools that you really need when you're planning. And planning is not just an action. There's tools that you have in place. So if you're building a business and building a life and you want to have more peace, more profit, more prosperity, and you want to be a good example to others, this is a fundamental principle that you can conquer. You should conquer. I had to conquer it. I didn't start out like this. I learned along the way. I was blessed with having the most amazing mentors. I learned from my mistakes, and I took notes when I went to seminars. And one of the things I heard people say over and over is that failing to plan is like planning to fail. Because planning is the roadmap for your life. It's how you get the things you want. And one of my favorites, and I've said it on this show many times, is prior proper preparation prevents pitiful performance. Prior proper preparation prevents pitiful performance. And one of the reasons that I think it's so important to plan is because I care about people and I respect people's time. Because I was talking to one of my coaching clients this week, happened to be a teenager, and I said, the reason time management is so important is because you can lose all your money and you can get it all back, you can make it up. you squander your time. When you squander time, it's gone. You cannot get that time back. So time is more valuable than money. Time is your life. So I care about my own time and my life, and I have a strong respect for other people's time. And I say that because I'm going to share with you a plan. This is like a custom program I put together. Nobody else teaches this because this is something that morphed into my system as I was working and growing in the business world and in my family life. And I guess my biggest claim to fame, truly, is that as a single mom of five kids who are now adults, I also adopted two teenage boys out of a group home and added that as a single mom. And it is not easy to get the foster care system to give you two more kids when you're a single mom with five. But they did, and they trusted us, and that turned into a major success story for me. But it didn't happen by accident, and it wasn't luck. I don't believe in luck. I believe in planning and how we create our own destiny. And once in a while, you get lucky. But when you get lucky, it's a bonus. You plan your life, and I worked hard, and I studied hard, and I listened hard when I was talking to the right people, so that I could learn the very best techniques and tips so that I could have a great life and be a great mom to my kids. And what that's turned into for me now at this phase of my life, one of the reasons I do this show, and I love this doing this show because it gives me an opportunity to give back to others, things that have really helped me in my life. And as I'm sitting here now, those teenage boys that I adopted at a young age are now men, they're grandfathers, both of them, and they have families of their own. They've both been married more than 25 years, and I consider that to be one of my greatest accomplishments. And my five children all have, you know, spouses and married and careers, and I'm involved in them. And I say all that because there are systems you can put in place that can help your life be better. So I was going to share a little bit about that tonight with all of you and share with you my system that I put together. And Peter mentioned I have a coaching business. If you go to JeaneAvila.com and click on coaching, and I have programs I put together, and I'm pretty excited. And Peter, I don't think you even know this, I've recently picked up teenage coaching clients, and I have three now, and it's a lot of fun for me. And a friend and a client that I had from years ago who's a very successful chiropractor asked me if I would coach her daughter. And she said to me, I would rather set her up for success than have to rescue her if she fails. And I thought about it. And, you know, this is Dr. Dina. She knew me. And I was happy to do this. I took it on. It wasn't even a program I had. But I'm finding that I just love working with teenagers because I can teach them some things that make their life better, things I wish I had learned when I was a teenager that they don't teach you in school, and it helps the parents. So what this whole new venture I've taken on has required more planning on my part, and I'm working with the kids on this. And I was really touched the other day. I did a group call with all the teens that I'm coaching, and one of the girls that's been very successful in our coaching program, I asked her, what is the greatest thing that you think you've learned that's helped you the most? And she said, time management. And she said, I just didn't even know. And so I say that to say, I live and die by my calendar. And I think we all do, but some of us just don't know it. So what I wanted to do was start off sharing with you my system. And this is my system, and I've taken other people's systems and then I've sort of adjusted them to make them work for me. But before I do that, I want to kick it over to you, Peter, to see if you had anything you wanted to comment or add.
Time is like such a big thing, and a lot of people really don't understand the value of time, especially for people that are in performance or commission pay. So the customer doesn't realize any of that. And you as a person, like a representative or whatever, need to realize that as well. So it's kind of like an education course on, and the planning part of it is so important, because some people might consider the planning part not really time effective, because it takes time. And, you know, you can't be doing something else. But the reality is that when you blend them both together, you manage them, it really does make a difference. So some people get stuck on the planning. Some people get stuck on the doing. It's the management of the both that really will help you become better at it. And I'll share with you the lessons that you're teaching to those teens are going to be the lessons that they depend upon when everything happens later on in life as well. So I will share with you, and we're going to go to a commercial break shortly after this, but I will share with you, thank goodness, I really, really went through those disciplines and learned those habits early on, because they're the habits that gave me the opportunity to survive later on in life as well, and I still use them every day. And I don't know what I would do, Janine, quite honestly, if I never learned those lessons. Like, how chaotic mm-hmm. would my life be if I didn't learn those lessons early? Like, you can't learn this in your 60s. I mean, you can, but it's better to learn them in your teens or your 20s and use them for the rest of your life. So that's what I'll just mention about that. So what lessons you're teaching these young people, they will probably be using literally until they're done. And, you know, hopefully share it with a whole bunch of other people as well. So I applaud your working with young kids and applying all the things that it took you so long to work with when you were growing your family, because that's when you learned a lot of this stuff as well, in your 20s mm-hmm. and I'm sure into your 30s, you know. So all this stuff is important life lessons. And time, you know, the older you get, the realize that the faster it goes, and that the more valuable it is, obviously, because everybody's got a limited amount. And youngsters have a tendency of wasting it because they don't think there's an end date to this. But anyway, so back to you. And then kick us off for the radio show, and then, kick us off for the commercial, and we'll come back on the other side.
All right, Peter. Thank you so much. And I agree, because the one of the greatest things is people think they have this endless amount of time. And as you get up there in years, like you are, Peter, and me, you start realizing it just goes by in the blink of an eye. And that's why I feel like the greatest gift I can give these teens is to help them value their time. And, I mean, when you value your time is your life. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to commercial. And then when we come back, I'm going to break down the system. So if you're taking notes, grab a pen, get a yellow pad, however you keep track of your notes and your information. If you're driving, you can always, we don't want you taking notes. If you're driving, you can go to JanineAvila.com and hear this show again when you are sitting in a place when you can take some notes. And it is my greatest wish that you'll get some value from this tonight and you will implement the system and you will see what a difference it makes in your life. Peter, let's go to commercial.
Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here, the old Peter Mingles. Like, I am so friggin' ancient. I mean, it's crazy. So you might want to listen in, because I'm like that old guy that was that old guy when I was that young guy. I'm that old guy now. How did that happen, Janine? The reality is that you might want to listen to some of the lessons.
It happens quick.
It happens.
And, you know, we can – right, right. And Jim Rohn always said, your life can be an example or a warning. So for me, as a young single mom back in the 80s, I got involved with a little company called Tupperware, and I had great success. And I was a single mom with seven kids, and I had to support them, and I had to create my own income, create my own marketplace. And I also wanted to be a great mom. This is a big part of my story. I wanted to be at all the football games and take the kids to soccer, and I wanted to be the room mother, and I wanted to do all of that. And that was a huge undertaking. So I started studying time organization and time management. So here I am today. I'm a grandmother. I'm a great-grandmother. And I've got this career. And I'm grateful that I'm able to share this with youth so they can not waste the time that I wasted. And I did waste a lot of time in my life. So in the next 15 minutes, I'm just going to lay down for you my system. And the first thing I tell the teenagers or any of my coaching clients, I ask them how they're keeping track of their time, if they are, because a lot of people don't. I'm going to say 75% of the people I coach or clients I work with are not really keeping track of their time. They're just, you know, going from thing to thing and hoping everything works out. So the first thing I tell people is I want you to get a hard copy calendar. Go to the store and get, I like a week at a glance that also has a month at a glance. That's my favorite. And now I always have the techies that say, oh, but you can put all that in your iPhone. Yeah, I know that. And I do it too. But the reason that I recommend a real calendar, a hard copy, is because your brain responds differently. When I have, and I have, I'm like an Outlook freak. I think I talked about that last week a little bit. I use Outlook, which is a Microsoft product that where you have email and a calendar and a task management, and I love that thing. But I also use the hard copy because your brain receives information differently when you're tapping on your iPhone or your Android versus when you're writing it. And I don't know why it is. I didn't create the brain, but that's how it is. There's scientific studies that prove it. So that's good enough for me. So what I do in my system, get yourself a calendar. Go to Staples, Office Depot, go on to Amazon. Just get a real paper calendar. I promise you this will change your life. And then, so I do that, and I'm looking at mine right now, and I know which appointments I have, and this is my system. I have a color coding system, and the reason I do these things, as I said, is because I'm looking to impact my brain to make sure I remember. And I talk to kids all the time, and they're like, oh, I put it in my phone. Then that when I ask them, they're like, oh, I forgot. The reminder went off. I didn't set the reminder, all these things. So I'm going to help your brain remember things. And here's the key to effective, successful time organization. I'm looking at my calendar right now for today. So for today, I had a meeting with one of my favorite clients, Carolyn Rahoner. She's Dr. Carolyn Marie. She's been on the show before, and she does great work teaching people nutritional techniques that help them have a better life and working with kids. So my time with Carolyn was at 10 o'clock today. So at 9:30, when I look at my calendar, it's blocked in green. And it says Green Room, Carolyn. And I got this because I've been a professional speaker for most of my life. And when you're speaking, and many of you probably know this, when you're going to go on stage, you're going to go on TV, you're going to go on a show, you go in a green room. And that's the place where you prepare. And one day it occurred to me that I should have a green room time for myself before I have meetings with clients because I respect their time. And I don't like to waste people's time. So at the green room time with my call with Carolyn, that's where during the week, if I think of something I want to tell Carolyn or ask Carolyn, I go in the green room time block and I write down things that I want to say or ask her. So when I get on the call, which was a Zoom I do, I'm 100% prepared. I'm not going to waste her time. I'm not going to say, oh, I forgot what I was going to tell you. I had something to tell you, but I can't remember. That is not strong. That's weak. So I want to be strong, and I want to help people. So that's why I do a green room, and that's 30 minutes where I prepare. It doesn't always take 30 minutes. Sometimes it's 15, sometimes it's 10, but it puts my head in the game. I get on there, and I think about everything. I look at things, and I might see a note that said, Carolyn asked me to go read her last blog and tell me what I think. So I go do that in that time if I haven't done it before. So that green room is my focus time where I prepare. I put my head in the game so that when I get on my Zoom call or my FaceTime, whatever I'm doing with the client, I'm 100% focused and ready. And I think that's respectful to them. And it helps me to feel, you know, I don't want to hang up and say, oh, I forgot to tell her this or I forgot to tell her that. You write it all down, and then you can execute. And the other thing I recently added is a wrap time, because I did customer service for years. And what I learned is that after every call, generally, there are some things that you have to do. You have to go look at the website or send an invoice or send a link that you promised you'd send. And so I used to do all that stuff later. I would take all these notes, and then later at night, I would try to follow up on everything that I said I was going to do. But with the wrap time, it's really worked out to be very efficient for me, because when I get off the call, I look at my notes, and then I just execute that everything that I said I was going to do. And I have this all color-coded. My green room time is blocked in green. My time with clients, anytime I make an appointment and I commit to someone that I'm going to spend 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever it is, I block it in yellow. And I've trained my brain to know that when I glance at my calendar and I see a yellow block, I've committed time, my time, to someone else, and they've blocked their time for me. And so before that time, you see a green room. After that time, you see wrap time. Today I had a hair appointment. I'm looking at my calendar for today. So purple, anytime I do self-care, if I'm getting a massage, if I'm getting my nails done, if I'm getting my hair done, it's purple. And if I have tentative things where people say I might be able to do it, maybe I need you for this, I put that in orange because I actually don't like orange. So I just put that in orange. And I always block, and this is really important if you're taking notes, one of the problems that why people that are chronically late is they don't block driving time. So, for example, when I was going to go to my hair appointment, there's a time block of how much time it was going to take me to get there. And this all requires, as I said, proper preparation prevents pitiful performance. This requires preparation. So the way I do this, and this is huge, before I go to bed at night, and I'm not going to say I do it every night, but I do it almost every night. Sometimes if I have a lot going on, I might miss it, so I have to get up early and do it. But when I go to bed at night, I know what I'm doing the next day. I know all my time commitments. I know what I have to do. And I look at it, and I read it, and then I have a couple of people that I have accountability to that I send it to, my real close business partners that I'm working with. I send it to them. So they see my calendar. They know where the holes are if they need to get in there and talk to me. But this keeps me on track. And when my brain looks at my calendar, and this will work for your brain, when our brains look at our calendar before we go to bed, the brain is a fascinating computer that's working for you. So what happens, instead of waking up and flying around by the seat of my pants like I used to do years ago, I look at this, and then I go to sleep, and I have a good night's sleep. And you know what happens? The magic is that my subconscious mind goes to work for me, and it starts thinking about what I have to do. It starts solving my problems, and it starts handing me things the next day. And there's probably people right now listening that are nodding their heads, because when you learn how to tap into this, it's crazy amazing. It's so helpful. And it helps because you know what you're doing, and it helps you to be strong when people are asking you to do things. Because when you work from home, as many of us do, when sometimes when people know that you work from home, they think you're going to be able to go do all the things that they want you to do. But when you have a day plan and you stick to that plan and you stick to it because you know what it is because you look at it the night before, it's going to help you feel so much more in control. So for me, whatever your favorite colors are, I'll highlight, and I either do it on the computer and I also do it in my hard planner. I highlight yellow, one-on-one commitments of time to someone else, because I do not want to waste anybody else's time, also known as their life. I take that very seriously. I do my green room. I do my wrap time, so I'm really prepared. And this helps me with my own self-esteem and to feel confident and successful. So when I get on there, I have a list of the things I want to talk about, and I have links that I wanted to share with them, and I'm prepared. And this causes people to respect you and want to work with you and do business with you because you're showing them by their actions and what you do that you respect them. So I just want to say there's planning, there's goal setting, there's all of this, but it all starts with the calendar. It all starts with what you do every day. It's the little things that mean a lot, and it adds up. So if you squander your time, that's far worse than squandering your money, because you can get your act together and you can get all your money back, but you cannot get your time back. And when people realize you don't respect their time, pretty soon they aren't going to want to work with you. And you can design a life. And I know this sounds crazy structured, and it is, but there's freedom in that, because I can change things. I know what I'm doing, and I feel in control of my own life, and I'm able to help others. And Peter, working with these kids, this is one of the greatest things they're learning from me, because you're loosey-goosey about it when you're young and when you're a teenager. But when you realize how fast it goes by, and one of the things I talk to the kids about is they're all trying to get more freedom, and they want their parents to trust them and believe in them. And that's one of the things, when you start showing responsibility, you're getting your own butt out of bed and you're not requiring your parents to do it for you. You're setting your alarms. And, you know, one of my clients that's a great kid, he's a championship wrestler and he's a high school kid, and he has a hard time getting out of bed. So I asked him, what are you doing? And this can apply to anybody that's listening tonight. And he's like, well, my alarm didn't go off. And I'm like, did you forget to set it? Because alarms always go off. So a lot of times people sleep through that annoying beep. So I just suggested that he find some music. I like music that inspires me and motivates me. And with your phone, you can put whatever music you want on there. And you can. I've been doing that since, remember those Sony Dream Machines, Peter? I know you probably do. I used to put a CD in there of my favorite songs, and that's what would wake me up. Because who wants to wake up to an annoying beep? It's easy to sleep through that. And you want your life to be cool and fun. You don't want to wake up annoyed. You want to wake up inspired. And then you can be the architect of your own day. And you can design what's going to happen. And you put some fun in there. And you put some knowledge in there. And you put some personal care in there. And you give back to others. And that's how you design your perfect day. So we're at 5:58. We got 2 minutes. Peter, I've been going off for a while. Do you have anything you want to add?
It's really all great information. So I guess the key is you have your way of doing it, and your way of doing it is a great way to get started, and people will probably evolve their way of doing it based on your way of doing it. So everybody's will probably look a little bit different because you'll personalize it. You might use different colors, different ideas, different whatever. But the idea that you just plan, you got to have something in place that you could show to somebody who shows up. And you really know you got it. You're not fooling other people or deluding yourself. If somebody were to show up and just say, you know, can you show me your plan? And you'd be able to clearly define it and show people specifically and not hem and haw, make up some stuff along the way. And then when you do that, you're going to be amazed on how one discipline affects another. So those are all the great things. And I'm going to share with you, the more you identify your plan, we all know that things are going to change. You know, if you start off driving from one place and plan on going to another place and there's going to be an interruption, you're going to be able to manage the detours way better when you have the self-discipline of the plan. So it's almost impossible not to if you want to survive. So that's why I mentioned these things. So all good stuff. So make sure you check her out. Check this out again. Go back to buildingfortuneradio.com/Janine and look for the recent titles on planning. There's part one and part two. Or you can go right to Janine's very well-branded website. She did a great job on her website, JanineAvila.com.
Well, thank you, Peter, and I'm glad you brought that up because you're exactly right. This is what I do. This is what works for me. You customize it. You can make it fun. This isn't a plan anybody gave me. This is something that I developed because of the way my brain works and the way my life is and the way I want my life to be. So I want to encourage everyone, take what you like that works for you and implement it. And then the thing about all of these things is adjust. If you're doing something and it's not working for you, adjust. And that's the greatest thing. Sometimes it's like, you know, opening a safe and you're like turning it to the right and you're turning it to the left and you finally hit that combination and you unlock the perfect system for you. And that's what we want for you. We, like they say in the opening of the show, go out and make a difference in your place in the world. And we know your business matters to you. You care about your family. You care about your business. And we do this show so that we can just contribute to your life and your business from all the things we've learned. So thank you, Peter. We've got some fun shows on the calendar. Morgan's been getting up some really good guests lined up. I'm really excited about what's coming up. So
excellent.
Like Peter
excellent.
Said, cool. You can find me at JanineAvila.com. You can go there. You can click on the link and you can book time. You can look around. I would love to work with you.
And just as a separate note for all those people that are listening in, that chiropractor gentleman who referred you to talk to his child, as a parent, we all know how frustrating it is that, like, we have all this knowledge and there seems to be a separation gap between us and our kids. So, like, I can't, like, it's horrible. I don't know why it is, but it is more probably common than most people want to talk about.
The way it is, yeah.
That's just the way it is. So I would be a better coach for Janine's children, and Janine would be a better coach for mine. So if you got a great kid and he's not listening to you, if you're the great parent, get him a coach. Could make all the difference in the world. And like you had mentioned, preventative maintenance is better than corrective maintenance. We used to talk about that in, like, you know, repair school. You know, fixing it before it breaks is a lot less expensive. Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. We'll see everybody next time. Thanks, Janine.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.